It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Amen. This is the day, this is the day which the Lord hath made, which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day which the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day which the Lord hath made. Amen. Father in heaven, bless us this day. We thank you for a new week. We ask that you would be with us this week, that you will bless us, and on this day may we have the sweetest communion that we can have during this 24-hour period. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Our topic this morning is when God says, don't preach. Now, what would God say not to preach? Aren't we supposed to preach the gospel? Are we supposed to heal the sick? Aren't we supposed to do God's work? Well, we're going to learn that we are led by the Spirit, and there are some times when God says, don't preach. Let's read together and study together Acts chapter 16. Let's pray. Dear Father, as we open the Word of God, we thank you very much for the teachings of the Word, and we ask that they will make lodgment in our hearts, that we will dwell on them, that we will understand the principles that are given therein, and then be led by your Spirit. Help us to be much in prayer, seeking your face, in Jesus' name. Amen. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus. That is Timothy, by the way, the one that wrote two or three verses. I'm sorry, the one, I'm pretty sure Paul wrote those letters to Timothy, if I'm not mistaken, but I need to check that out. But, you know, we have Bible chapters, I'm sorry, books by his name. But here they call him Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Now, this is interesting. Remember, we had a chapter that we read where they were requiring people to be circumcised to be saved, and the apostles protested against that because it wasn't biblical. But here you see Paul having Timothy circumcised because they were going into an area where there were a lot of Jews. You see, there's a principle in the Bible, my friend. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22. This is what it says. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. So if there is something that is not violating principle, okay, that you don't have to do by biblical standards, but it doesn't violate a principle if you do it, God might have you do it so that you're not going to hinder the work. That's the principle, okay? So I know people, for example, that they have their camp meetings on the times that the Jews have their meetings, like the Jewish Passover and so on and so forth. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, it's wrong when they teach that God requires that, because the Bible clearly says the law that was done away with causes you to let no man judge you in respect of an holy day. That means it's not binding. It's not required. But if you want to have your camp meetings on those times, there's nothing wrong with it. Okay? So, now, I was asked to speak at a camp meeting, and they were keeping a feast at the time. They were actually feast keepers and teaching that it was wrong not to. And I they didn't even tell me that that's what they were doing. So I went there, and it gave the impression that I promoted that. And I had to publicly say, listen, I don't promote this. I'm glad you invited me. Thank you. But I think you should have told me this was a feast. When they do the feast, when they believe it's required of God, and if it's on a Tuesday, they keep that as a Sabbath, you see. And so there's certain things, you know, you see people dressing up like it's Sabbath and it's Tuesday and Wednesday, you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing. And so, you know, again, people have gone away from the Word of God. And friends, when you lack spirituality, you have to find something that makes you feel holy. And a lot of times this is the problem. People lack spiritual they just lack the Spirit of God filling their lives. And when you lack the Spirit of God filling your life, you've got to find something that makes you holy. Maybe you'll start speaking in tongues, or maybe you might start saying, hey, we keep all the holy days. You know what I mean? You make up things that are not required by God and to make you feel more holy. It's what the devil does, and you have to be careful. But we want to share this principle that sometimes God has us doing that which is not required but is not wrong to save a soul. As they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and the elders which were at Jerusalem. Remember, they weren't telling people they had to be circumcised. They were telling people to not eat meat sacrificed to idols, meat with things with blood. You know, if we follow those things, that's New Testament, friends. If we follow that, that means every person who keeps Sunday or who keeps Sabbath, you shouldn't be eating the chicken, the fish, and all that stuff because it's got blood in it. If you drain all the blood, you wouldn't like it. But you're supposed to drain all the blood out if you eat that meat, brothers and sisters. And so the bottom line is that people wouldn't even enjoy it. It'd be like a hard leather, kind of like a beef jerky, maybe. I don't know what that stuff tastes like, but it just seems like, man, and that's not probably all the blood. It's just dry. So scratch that thought. Okay, but if you take all the blood out, it would not taste like people like it, brothers and sisters. And the Bible says that was one of the New Testament requirements that they not eat anything with blood. That was in the last chapter. So they were passing these requirements on to the people, not giving them the things that God did not require. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. What? You mean the Holy Ghost wouldn't let us preach? That's right. The Holy Ghost said no. Because God knows. God knows that it'll stop the work. God knows who's there. God knows that it will hinder the work because there's nothing but persecutors and people that are not open to the truth. So we must at all times be open to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. God will tell you to speak, and sometimes God will tell you to keep silent. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Okay, we got souls over there in Bithynia. Let's go over there. The Spirit said, no. We've got to be led by the Spirit. And they, passing by Mysia, came to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, and by the way, we went to a mission trip over in Greece, and so I've been to Thyatira and I think it was Philippi, and supposedly they took us to the area where Lydia was baptized. We don't know if that's really true. The Orthodox Church, which is basically the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church is, they believe almost everything that the Roman Catholics believe, but the priests can get married, so that's why they're not Catholic. Okay. And their priests wear black robes instead of where the Catholic priests wear white robes. They weren't very kind, okay, over there, the priests that were there. But nonetheless, we were there. So I don't believe that they know exactly where Lydia was baptized, but they have this little area where they say she was. Okay, so now we got this damsel possessed with the spirit of divination. She brought her masters much money, okay? The same, verse 17, followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed unto us the way of salvation. Now, isn't that true? That's true, yes. But she was following them and yelling that these men, what does it say, are the servants of the Most High God, which showed unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. So it was the devil saying that, brothers and sisters, because it was a distraction. He wanted to distract from what they were teaching, so she was in the background just yelling that. If she was yelling what is truth, but it was a distraction. So, friends, that's why we have to be led by the Spirit. We have three times where it might seem like God would be happy with what was said. Twice, well, one time God wouldn't let them preach. Then they wanted to go preach in another area. He wouldn't let them go there. And now this woman is saying the right things, that they have the way of salvation. But she's a distraction, and Paul cast the spirit of the devil out of her. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrate, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" You see, brothers and sisters, we don't know where God's going to take us. Some of us will go to jail. But if you go to jail and you live for God, that means he wants you to do prison ministry on the inside. Amen? And you'll save some soul. If God has to bring you into a prison to save the prison warden, that's what he'll do. We just need to be understanding that we are here to be sacrificed for Christ, because he was sacrificed for us, and that he will lead and guide, and we are just along for the ride. Amen? He will lead and guide, and we are along for the ride. So God is good, and he will take care of his children, friends. And if it's not for you to go to jail or to be hurt in any way, it will not happen. I don't care how many bullets they shoot. I don't care how many handcuffs they have. They will not be able to bind you if God does not want you bound, my friends. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when they had brought them into the house, he set meat before them, that means food, by the way, and rejoiced, believing in God and all his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeant, saying, "Let those men go." And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace." But Paul said unto them, and here's another one, Paul gets out of jail, but he won't go. "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Roman." See, they didn't know Paul was Roman. They didn't know Timothy was Roman, okay? And that was wrong for them to do that, period, because it was all false charges. But they were Romans. And have cast us into prison, and now do they thrust us out privately? Nay, verily, let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told these words to the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out. See, they were nice to them. They besought them and desired them to depart out of the city. And when they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia, and when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. Friends, this chapter lets us know we need to be led by the Spirit. He will tell us when to speak, when not to go somewhere, when to tell somebody to stop telling the truth about who you are, and even when you let out of prison, when to stay and let the magistrates come and get you. This is a wonderful chapter that teaches that we need to be led by the Spirit. He may have us do things that we might not think he would have us do. May God bless you and keep you today, cause his face to shine upon you. This is the, 28th of May? Yes, May 28th, and it's a new week. Happy new week to everybody. Let's pray. We'll take a break, and we'll come back after our intermission, and we'll be talking about how to lower your cholesterol naturally. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. We ask that you bless us as we end the worship segment of our broadcast. We pray that the people who listen now and later, that they will be blessed. We thank you for all you've done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, friends, the torso song is next, and we will return after our intermission. Thank you.
Pennsylvania, there's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with you can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice,
we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Friends, we're going to talk about how to lower your cholesterol naturally, and they have seven steps. So we want to, the first step is keep your diet plant-based with lots of colorful foods such as fruit and vegetables. Make sure there's a significant amount of raw foods. You know, we build our meals around salads, so we have a big fruit salad in the morning, and we have a big vegetable salad in the afternoon. Of course, other things go along with that. Whole grains are very, very good, particularly oatmeal. Helps lower cholesterol, and foods that specifically lower cholesterol are oats, as I said, apples, pears, and kidney beans. These are just some foods, but you just eat a variety of foods, whole grains, so not white flour products. Eat at least a clove of garlic daily, whether you crush it and sprinkle it over your food or however you do it. A balanced diet helps lower your cholesterol, and it'll help lower your blood sugar if you have hypertension, diabetes or prediabetes. Eat at regular times. Don't snack in between meals. Point number two, eat ground flaxseed, or suggestion number two, eat ground flaxseed daily. You can sprinkle it on your food once or twice a day. Okay, suggestion number three, get plenty of exercise. This lowers your cholesterol and blood sugar by walking or exercising in the open air. You get sunlight, fresh air, and exercise together. Most people walk about 3 miles an hour, so that means if you walk an hour, you've done 3 miles. If you can commit to this, it will be a big help. Suggestion number four, be sure to drink plenty of water daily. Use the formula of your weight divided by 2 in ounces as your minimum water intake. Suggestion number five, do all things in moderation and don't allow yourself to become overly stressed about anything. A good scripture is Philippians 4:6, which says, be careful for nothing. That means be full of care over nothing. That means don't worry about anything. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Suggestion number six, take 1 tablespoon twice a day of the Torso Clot Knot Herbal Tonic in water or juice. So we have a powder tonic that's called Clot Knot. It lowers cholesterol. It has arjuna. It has turmeric. It has some other things in there. By the way, turmeric does help lower your blood cholesterol as well. And then we have 2 supplements that we recommend. One is called berberine. And it comes from barberry. It's also in golden seal. It's in several herbs, this natural plant phytochemical. It's berberine. And you can get also bergamot citrus. It comes from Italy, but you can get an extract in a capsule. So there are some Amazon links that you can get if you just look up, you can get it off of Amazon, I should say. Berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. Let me just go ahead and maybe type that in to Facebook. Berberine and bergamot citrus. Okay, I'm not typing that correctly. There you go. Citrus. Amazon has them in capsules. All right, my friends, there you go. All right, for those on Facebook. So those are our seven topics, our seven tips, suggestions to lower your cholesterol naturally. Of course, if people just become plant-based, that'll go a long way to do that. All right, my friends, God is good. It's time now for us to open the phone lines. We have a good morning from Sister Vicki, and we thank you for that. And the roll call on Facebook is South Carolina, Georgia. And on the call, we have Ohio, we have Delaware, and Delaware again. We have New Jersey, and we have Georgia. All right, is there anyone that would like to share anything? Please feel free to do so at this time. All right, God bless you, friends. We're going to go ahead and have our closing prayer. Wait a minute, we do have Sister Winston on the line. Let me go ahead and make an adjustment here, and then we'll take her call. Good morning, Sister Winston.
Good morning, Pastor Flemings. I want to ask you a question. The body itself, sure. Does it produce cholesterol?
Yes, ma'am. Your body produces cholesterol in the liver, maybe even in some other places, but definitely the liver. And that's why we don't need to eat any animal products which contain cholesterol, because our body makes all that we already need. A person who is plant-based will generally not have high cholesterol, but you can have high cholesterol if you're plant-based, if you eat like too many of certain types of fats and oils, or if your stress levels are high, or if you eat too many refined foods. Your body will make more cholesterol than it needs to make.
Yes, the reason why I asked, because even when I was eating dairy products, I never had a problem with high cholesterol. And I haven't eaten any dairy products for a long, long time and everything. So I was wondering, does my body still make, how did I get the cholesterol? And the only, use the oils, different oils, olive oil and sesame seed oil, all the different kind of oils, that's what I cook with. And, when I do cook, when I need to cook with oil. So I was wondering about the cholesterol, what causes it, and what does it cause, people to have, because, like I said, I didn't ever have a problem with it.
Okay, so basically, cholesterol is a natural substance that is needed. Cholesterol breaks down and makes a lot of our sex hormones like estrogen and progesterone. So it is definitely something that's needed, but in excess, it can tend to clog arteries and create problems for your cardiovascular system. And so we want to not eat definitely animal products because they have cholesterol. You don't want to eat a lot of these hydrogenated oils, that kind of thing, trans fats, hydrogenated oils, where they add extra hydrogen to the oil to increase the shelf life. That can tend to have you have more problems with clogged arteries, that kind of thing. You want to still limit even other oils. We don't want to have a lot of oil in our diet, but
a small amount of plant oils like olive oil for most people is acceptable. And but again, if you are totally plant-based and your cholesterol is too high, most of the time that's stress-related, but it can also be caused by toxins in the body. Because when you have damaged arteries due to toxins, the body will call for more cholesterol to be made because cholesterol serves as a bandage. Those blood clots were really supposed to be just bandages that kept the damaged wall of the blood vessel and so it can heal, covered it up so it can heal. But we have so much damage, the body makes so much cholesterol, it actually blocks the passageway and you can have a heart attack or a stroke. So as we limit our oils, eat a lot more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, legumes, eat plant-based. But if you are going to use an oil, a plant oil like an olive oil or something like that is the best.
Yes, well, that's what I do. But I was wondering about the cholesterol. What if because I never had a problem with it, you know, being high, even when I was eating dairy products and everything. So I was wondering if my body is producing enough of it.
Well, no, yeah. Everybody who eats meat doesn't have high cholesterol, but you know, just know that you're getting extra cholesterol that the body doesn't need. The body will start to try to process extra stuff that it doesn't need. It'll just try to process it on out. So even people who have a bad diet, everybody with a bad diet may not have high cholesterol. They might get cancer. They might get diabetes or some other condition. But your body makes what you need. It kind of balances everything out. You don't really have anything to worry about, even though you did used to eat dairy products. And you didn't have high cholesterol, that's not a sign that there's something wrong with you. That's just your body can actually process the excess out. It's that people that hold on to it are the ones who are having a problem. So it doesn't sound like there's anything problematic in your case.
Yes. Well, one other thing is my skin is very thin. You know, I don't have, like, fat issues, you know. I was wondering if that's okay, too.
That could be genetic. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but I don't think that has anything to do with cholesterol, okay? I don't think that has anything to do with cholesterol, but you just might genetically have thinner skin than some people. I just honestly don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, like I said, I just thank you for blessing me through your ministry and everything, and I do keep your ministry and everybody on the line in prayer, and keep me and my family in prayer. And as you know, I think I told you my grandson was engaged. Now my granddaughter, who's older, her friend has asked her to marry him too. So
okay.
I thank the Lord for that. So, you know, and I do tell them about keeping the Sabbath, but they go to the first day churches, and so I just, you know, I give them literature to read, and everybody have to make their own choices. So I pray that their eyes will be opened, you know, before everlasting too late, but God knows. So just keep me and my family in prayer.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. And thank you for sharing today.
Okay, have a blessed day, everybody.
Amen. Thank you, you too. All right, there's no one else in the queue. Let's go ahead and have our closing prayer. Dear Father, thank you so much for allowing us to come before your presence. We ask for your spirit as we've learned that he tells us what to do and what not to do today. We pray that this day will be a day filled with your spirit and your guidance. We ask, Lord, that you will be with Sister Winston and her family as she witnesses to them. Help her to know that the seeds she is dropping are gaining some lodgment. They may not be manifest on the outward, but people are listening and they are hearing. And when the time comes, when the Sunday law is passed, people will remember things that their grandmothers told them, that their mothers told them, that their fathers told them, that their friends shared with them.
they will be inspired to go and study those books that were given out, that literature that was given out. We ask that your name be glorified in our lives today, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, to God be the glory. Great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin and opened the life gates that all may go in. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's have our final salutation. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now undreamed of. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.